And we're back. All right, so we just had our first lesbian, but also now it's the Nick at Night.
She was cute.
She was cute. I was jealous of her haircut. I wanted her haircut.
I mean, really?
Yeah. But anyway, I'm with Nick. Nick, introduce yourself. Who are you?
I am Nick.
I'm talking to myself, basically.
I like to take walks on beach.
Uh-huh. I like walking to the fridge. It's really great.
I mean, that's a good thing, too.
That's a good thing, too. Well, what's your first thing you go for a fridge? In the fridge? Drinks or food?
Well, actually, that's a different... It's a mix, because I'm probably going for the milk, because the cereal is pretty damn good.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't even... See, you're putting in scenarios I didn't even think of. Cereal. What's your favorite cereal? Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles.
Out of everything?
Actually, it's hard. It is actually hard, because... I like Cookie Crisp too.
Oh, now you're talking like cereal. You know what I'm saying? But I love Captain Crunch and I love Frosted Flakes too. But
that's always a good
here's
one.
Here's Cinnamon good. Toast Crunch, dude. Oh, it's different, man.
Golden Grahams does too.
Because Cinnamon Toast Crunch, think of it with the milk, it's the cinnamon sits and then you can just drink it too. Right. But I do the same thing with Cocoa Pebbles.
Yep.
Those are great too. Oh, wait, hold up. We got a special guest, Jeff. What do you want?
Jeff,
you want to say the vote real quick?
Yeah.
Mini frosted. What the hell? Shredded. Yeah.
Okay. You had your moment? God damn.
Yeah, you're fucking 15 seconds.
I got nervous. This is how we'd be if we're on the radio.
Yeah,
you're
listening
to 93.5 Kiss FM with the Knicks. You know?
Yeah, Knicks at night.
Yes.
Knicks at night.
See? You could be a producer.
Yeah.
I'd go long lengths with you. We could take over. No, really, though. Fruity Pebbles, though?
Fruity Pebbles.
Wow. See? That's cool. I never thought. See, I love.
All right, what's your favorite cookie?
Cookie?
Yeah.
All right.
What's your favorite cookie?
Listen, I thought about this a lot when I'm at like night. You know, when I can't sleep. I think about cookies and Oreos. I love Oreos.
I mean, it's like a staple, right?
But and then
staple.
You know those like really cheap sugar cookies at Albertsons or Walmart? Like they're like fluffy.
Yes. It's hard.
I have a little soft spot for those places. Those things because I could eat a lot. That's how I got obese when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, remember.
I saw you.
I mean, I saw two of you, but now I only see one of you. So yes, you look. Hey, I want to say.
Well, you're not wearing
your
glasses.
You look good. You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Nick has worked on himself and that.
I worked emotionally and mentally.
Yes.
I'm a big.
His forearms are a little bit bigger than usual, but.
Yeah, my left arm, also, especially. But it means I'm just sawing a lot. I'm really sawing. I'm saw left.
Yeah, you know.
Okay? I make woodwork.
You do. You're a
morning
woods.
Is anything woods. A lot of woods. Different woods. Yes. Thank you. Appreciate it.
In the words of Rain Man, you're an excellent woodworker.
You should see me with the table saw. I cut anything. If I was in prison, I'd be cutting anything.
I mean, you'd be cutting bitches down.
And that's what we call our trees in Boise.
A treason?
Treason. Dude, yes. Tree's son, bro. You got some of that tree sign?
Yeah. And then look at Jeff opens up his fridge and we see nothing but Buffalo Wild Wing sauce.
Because he's the sauce boss.
He's the sauce boss.
Yes, you know.
With the most host. Oh, look. Now he's eating like a little mini cheese.
Yeah. We're like, I feel like we're.
Oh, from Telemach. We were just there.
Shout out to Telemach. If you guys want to sponsor me, I'd be sponsored by cheese. I don't even hesitate. That's my favorite. You know the favorite cereal? Favorite snack is. Salami with cheese and crackers. That's my favorite snack of all time.
Is it really?
I swear to God.
Dude, a bologna sandwich. A fucking classic bologna sandwich with a little bit extra mayo.
Do you toast the bread?
I don't.
Do you toast the do you fry the bologna?
I fry the bologna. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, my God, Nick. What if you put bologna in your grilled cheese sandwiches and then put it in the burger?
We're going to have to do that.
I know. We're going to have to try that.
No,
Nick makes a grilled cheese sandwich with a burger in the middle, and it's great.
So what about using some...
And put Lay's chips in it, too.
Biscuit mix and throw that bologna in there.
What about chicken
in
the biscuit?
And deep frying it.
Yeah. What if we could...
And put it on the burger.
No, what if we smoke it, too?
Shit, we can do...
I could smoke...
The possibilities are endless.
It's stupid. I almost want to text my mom right now.
Right?
Yeah. Because I'd be like, you know what I just came up with?
You know what?
You know what I'm saying?
I'll call her for you.
I don't know. Do you think that's stupid though with bologna and like grilled cheese? Have you ever had that combination?
No, it'll be
I've
good.
Had chicken grilled cheese. I have I tried grilled cheese with tomato soup not too long ago. That was really good though.
Is it?
Game
Game changer. Jeff says game changer in the background.
I'm just not a big tomato fan. So oh, okay. I like the cold.
I like ketchup.
Ketchup's not too bad, but
not bad.
I'm a ranch guy. I put it on my spaghetti. Have you ever done that?
Ranch on spaghetti?
It's amazing.
Get the F out of here.
Amazing. It's mind blowing.
When's the last time you put ranch on your spaghetti?
Shit. What, 2 weeks ago? No, about a week ago.
What?
About a week ago.
Oh,
about a week ago.
Shout out to Bobby Schmutta. He's getting out of prison soon, so we salute you.
Yeah, salute you. Dude,
no, for real? You put ranch on your spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I never thought about it. It's a game changer.
Interesting. I guess it's thing about – I do. I put – I cut – oh, okay. What are you gonna, okay.
Hold on. There's another one.
Yeah?
Mac and cheese. You don't use butter or milk. You just use mayonnaise. It is awesome.
On spaghetti?
No. Oh. Mac and cheese. Where the hell you at?
Dude, you throw me off the spaghetti and the ranch, man. Sorry. Now I'm just thinking about ranch. You really threw – and then you went back to the grilled cheeses. I've heard of that, though. Mayo's
mac
the
– cheese and mayo.
Actually, I think – I remember you telling me about the mayo.
It's good.
And that's a game changer.
Yes, it is.
This segment's called game changing.
Game changing.
It's just all the game.
When you put stuff together, it is amazing.
You know, some people don't still, like, eat ranch with pizza, too? Like, that's not – they don't think that's a thing?
You know what I did? You know what I did for 2 years over at Skyview? What? I ended up eating.
That's a slice 24 of pizza, months.
You right?
Yeah.
Good job. Nampa education right there. The Thank finest. You.
And that's what we're here for.
But I would end up putting fucking. I have my pizza, then I take the salad, put it on top, put ranch over it, and then I eat my salad, dude, and then I would boom.
Man, we think it's of the classic. Same. We think the same. Pizza salad.
Pizza salad.
I chop.
Can't go wrong with that.
When I used to work, shout out Idaho Pizza. Company.
Idaho Pizza, yes.
Shout out to you guys. Another possible sponsor, guys. Yes. Please sponsor me.
But anyway, sponsor.
But I won't be politically correct. I'll still say my shit. So sorry, Idaho Pizza. No, but still sponsor me. But anyway, I would pizza salads. I cut up like the tiniest pieces, and then I put it in the salad because of Idaho Pizza Ranch. Shout out to you too.
Oh my God, their ranch is like
any other ranches you like too, because they're good.
They have good. Costa Vida has a guacamole, like a spicy ranch one. It's
I'm pretty legit. Try that because the Habit. There's a Habit. The Habit.
Yes,
Bar and Grill. The Habit Grill. Yeah, they have some good ass ranch, dude. Like Idaho Pizza stuff.
They actually were good. Mm-hmm. No, good. You know what? Buffalo Wild Wings has crappy ranch.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm calling them out right now. It's not that good.
This is called Listen.
Listen.
This segment's called Listen.
Listen, Linda. Listen.
This is called Listen to Us. Come on, give us a chance.
Come on.
Because we do know our ranches.
We do.
I feel like it. Yeah.
I mean, Idaho Pizza is probably one of the hands down one of the best around.
Now, what's the best like store bought ranch? Like Hidden Valley.
Go buttermilk. Hidden Valley buttermilk.
Ooh, okay.
It's better if you make it yourself.
I've been drinking one called Ken's. Not drinking.
Pour some out some for the homies.
Nick, you bought that last week. I'm just pouring ranch out for the homies. Anyway, I'll just be like.
I'm just drinking.
Yeah. I'll be pouring ranch, okay? I'll be pouring Ken's ranch. Ken's. We got no camera. The camera's.
There's no camera.
Earth. Camera's Earth.
Yes. The only guy seeing us right now is Jake.
Yeah, you're Nick's ears right now, too.
Yes.
You guys, any water? There's water right here in the sink. If you guys need
water. Yeah, there's water in the sink, and.
Yeah.
We're talking. Got some Lay's chips over here.
We're talking to our fans right now.
Yes.
And there's a ceiling fan also.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Woo! Yeah, she gets it. She gets it. Yeah, gas prices these days, huh, Nick? Crazy.
It is crazy. But thank God for.
I'm just kidding.
Thank God for Costco and Fred Meyer's.
Oh, you know what? Dude, every time I think about gas, I'm out of gas right now, too, right? I barely got here. I was just sweating bullets. I'm like, fuck, I'm not going to make it. But Walmart has some good gas prices. They got some cheap ass gas prices. Compared to Fred Meyer and stuff?
Do they? Well, nice.
But I feel like it's a little thing that I shouldn't be caring about that.
The little things?
If I'm really thinking about gas prices, I'm like, fuck. What am I
doing? You know what? I was thinking about the little things when I got my Hummer.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'm worried about gas prices.
Yeah, now I'm worried about gas prices. Yeah, right, dude. Because that's first thing, gas prices and like Dumb and Dumber. They show like the gas price was like 99 cents. I'm like, what the hell? Because.
Exactly.
Growing up, like, didn't drive, you know? So I'm just like.
No, I remember on a Christmas, it was like fucking 89 cents. That's how old I am. So I'm 40, I just turned 40, and I'm old as shit.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was
my birthday month.
What's the cheapest you remember gas being at?
About 89 cents. That's insane, one Christmas that it was. Dude.
And were you driving at the time too? Were you driving at the
no.
time? No. Okay. But you remember like, oh, 89
it was Christmas. My dad, our window shattered in the back.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one right before school started ended up shattering too. So my dad's like, do you guys want Christmas presents or do you want windows? And I was like, actually, we want Christmas presents. So he put Visqueen up. He put Visqueen up and duct taped the shit on there. And we had blankets sitting in the back. I mean, totally ghetto.
That's awesome. That's what.
But you know what? That's the spirit of Christmas.
What'd you get for Christmas?
Shit, I got a Nintendo. I got the game. I got the fucking running pad. I got Duck Hunt.
Oh my god, I love.
But
Duck
you
Hunt.
Know what? It was worth the cold.
Yes. Hell yeah. That's great.
I mean, that was a good childhood memory.
That went all from gas too. See, man, yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, I knew what a. You know what they call the fire that comes out of Mario's hands?
Fireballs?
No, they're Nuklucks.
Are you shitting me?
No.
Are you Nuckluck? You're not lucking me right now, man.
No, I'm knuckling past you, forward, or inside
you. I'll give you a Nuckluck sandwich with that grilled cheese.
That would be a good one. sounds fantastic.
Nuckluck almost sounds like a delicacy. Like, right now we're pasting the pork butt with the Nucklut.
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 I Nucklut all over her.
I was almost a Nuckless.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Horrible joke.
She lost me a nut luck.
Yes. I had a luck nut on my tire once. Dude, it fucking fell off.
I think you're nut lucking me.
Yeah, I had no luck. Fuck. No, I just said it out loud. But, Nick, future, fucking bleep that out. Just kidding.
Good thing you can edit this shit.
This is sweet, though. We are been talking
about 13
minutes.
We are doing a good job, right?
13 minutes.
I mean, hopefully... Your fans like a little bit of our stupid conversations right now.
Hey, that's what it's all about. We're just talking shit.
Yeah, we did a draft on our movies, comedies, one of the best comedies in that. It was
true.
A good
that
one.
That was a fucking... You were going to die on that planet with the Grown Ups movie.
Oh, my
you?
God. Yeah. Dude,
so, give context, guys. We did like a whole NCAA tournament bracket, but with Billy Madison, I'm already fucking up. Adam Sandler movies, Jim Carrey movies... And who was
Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, yes. And then we were like, we need a couple more movies, so we included Mike Myers and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller.
But so we put like 50 to 53 movies, and then we just started knocking them out.
And thanks,
we had like a seven.
Hey, thanks to McKenna for writing everything down for us, because that was a lot of writing.
But we
did.
Like, yeah, we made a whole this tournament bracket. Oh shit!
No, it's sitting right here.
Shout out to Zach's mom and Tammy. I brought the bracket.
Thank you, Hammy.
All right. So, we like did this on just a random Saturday. And we were like, I don't know. It's always fun to think about, instead of like sports and stuff, it's kind of thinking, it's a different concept to think about actors. Like, what movies would win if they're going to go up against each other?
I mean, when you're doing quarantine and that, you just have to think
of this
some
is
fun
quarantine
stuff to do. Because we can't go anywhere to have fun right now. So,
like, we made Seeds kind of, and we like just kind of named off 1 through 16, right? And then... We just started raining. So there was some good movies that went up against each other like right away.
They did. Like, it was harsh because we were like sitting there going, really? Which one? And so when we were voting, it had to be anonymous or it had to be everybody.
Because there was uneven.
Yeah.
There's seven of us. Or there was five or seven because it was odd number. So
it was
someone's going to be voted out. So.
Yeah.
That's kind of easier because I... Even the debate still
no,
got
it got it, no, it lasted a
there
while.
There were some
too.
Points where movies got swayed. Like, actually, I want that to go out. And then the other, they're like, "What the fuck? You just voted, man!
Are you fucking joking me right now?
Yeah,
think
so,
about it. Think
like,
about it."
So, like, let's see, like Little Nicky and Dodgeball. That's the second round, right?
Yeah,
that's a good. Oh, actually, no. Yeah, Little Nicky and Dodgeball. Oh shit, where does this go?
No, that's the first round, isn't it?
That is the first
second round.
Okay,
third
so like
round? Okay,
we
so
had like number one
round.
Seed. So like,
oh yeah, because we had to do both sides of the bracket.
And like before that too, we did like we named every single Jim Carrey movie we could think of. And then after that, we did every Will Ferrell, and did
Adam Sandler.
So then we just started naming movies. So like
Ben
here's like
Stiller.
Here's some examples of like matchups. We had Uncut Gems against Tropic of Thunder, which is a funny like what the fuck. But,
yeah,
so,
that was like an easy one. But then you had Liar Liar versus. Semi-pro, yeah, and that was like okay, but Liar Liar moved on because that's a classic.
We had Anger Management against Happy Gilmore.
Yes,
but like obviously Happy Gilmore, but like Anger Management still classic movie. Like Dodgeball against The Truman Show, so it's like kind of a classic cult movie against dodgeball. So like,
but when someone throws wrenches at you, I mean, that's like a winner no matter what.
I know. Or Big Daddy against Dumb and Dumber. That was. Dumb and Dumber had some controversial stuff, especially McKenna.
McKenna did not. She was not down with them.
John McKenna, you can speak for yourself later when you're on the podcast. We expect you soon.
Yes.
But like, so like, here's like the Sweet 16, basically. Oh, so Mike Myers movie, we threw a little different little thing, but we threw in Shrek. But it still lost to Liar.
Yes.
So it's okay. But we had like 51st Dates against The Grinch. And this was round two. Like, we had Anchorman against The Longest Yard. That was a crazy one.
Well, then you have 51st Dates and Dumb and Dumber. You had Step Brothers versus Dodgeball.
Nick. Oh yeah, and then
Little Nicky
Dodgeball won. Oh my god! And then we had
So it got really hard. It got really really hard to vote because we're sitting here fighting over.
Honestly, guys, it did get kind
of. Yeah, it got heated.
But okay, so like here's round four. Here's the final six, I guess. Or seven, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
Yeah, 5, 6.
So, oh, yeah. Okay, so this is where the controversy came in. Because now I see it. McKenna crossed out Dumb and Dumber.
She did.
So there were six together, right? So these are the finalists. Longest Yard, Dumb and Dumber, The Wedding Singer. She freaking took out Dumb and Dumber. That's hilarious.
What the hell?
So she went Longest Yard, Dumb and Dumber, Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, Grown Ups, and Step Brothers.
And so that's how we moved.
That's how we. So the first matchup was Longest Yard and Dumb and Dumber.
Hey, bro.
Oh, no. We
hey, McKenna screwed us over on our little freaking bracket because she didn't like what we picked, Dumb and Dumber. So she crossed it off and only kept the other two.
She got one rule. She cut out Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Yeah. Culture suicide right there, Zach.
So if you guys hear, though, that's our loyal fans. Yeah. Their feathers are turned right now. They're ruffled. Sorry. Yes.
The power of the V? Is that what you said?
The veto.
Oh, V-E-T-O.
Oh.
Veto. So the...
Sorry.
No.
Okay, so we're going...
I almost have a heart.
Hey, you know... He does. He's coming right through the polyester.
It's weak polyester. It should be polycarbonate.
Yeah.
But anyway, Yard, Dumb and Dumber, Weddings, Happy Gilmore, Grown Up, Step Brother. Dumb and Dumber won, but it got crossed out, fortunately. But the next round was Wedding Singer and Happy Gilmore, and Happy Gilmore came out. And then Grown Ups for Nick.
It killed me. It killed me.
Hey, but they made final six.
I made it last a little bit longer. I made them last.
It's honestly like they went up against like the 96 Bulls, you know? Yeah. So they went up against Step Brothers, and unfortunately they lost. So then Dumb and Dumber got crossed out, so it was Happy Gilmore against Step Brothers. So shout out to Step Brothers for being the newest movie, so it held up. But at the end, we all voted, or not all voted. I wish we put names under who voted.
Right.
I'm pretty sure.
I voted Happy
Gilmore. I voted Happy Gilmore also over Step Brothers.
Yeah, no, Happy Gilmore is... Do you have any more gum, more gum, more gum?
It's like the concept. He plays hockey and golf, like Jackass. There's like so many things like Happy Gilmore. That's just like
So happy,
but Step Brothers.
Then he gets eaten by the alligator. It's just hilarious. He falls out a window.
It's all in the hips. Right. He looks at the. He's like, hey, I got you. He gets the head of the alligator. He's like, oh, and he fucking falls. Man, I felt so bad. What a movie! That was the first time too. Like, I watched that as a kid, right? So I'm just like confused when like the. The older lady came earlier in the movie, and she's like, why? And I'm like, whoa, he had sex with that girl? I was just, like, really thrown off. Right. I'm like, damn, guys, we will have sex anyway.
Oh, what's the song that goes, I wanna touch you over.
Kiss you over.
Yeah. Over and again.
To the night closes in. She's like, it doesn't even, like, one of them shrug. Like,
and then, she's like, do you, you don't want no pancakes?
Oh, yeah. At least, not really.
I got hockey practice.
So whoever's listening, guys, how about in the comments, like, what's your favorite Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey, or like...
Or someone that we didn't even...
Yeah, or like, what's another underrated... We just thought of like all these comedians that have like this multi... Not blockbuster, like, I don't know, they're just hit movies.
They just stuck with you, and they did more than one of them in that. So, it's...
And like, Adam Sandler had like 17 movies compared to Jim Carrey. But Jim Carrey had like... They all had like their old school was a big one. Just old because school. We were. That's when we
got. That was a hard one. That was a hard.
Well, that's
one
when we got in the like, argument nah. too, because we're like, is he the main guy? But he's in it, so it counted technically as a movie because he's in it. So like, it, we had to like throw in like, okay, he has to be the main actor. But it was fun.
But no, that's what made him. I was like sitting there, and that's what pissed me off. I was like, that's what made him was freaking old school.
It's true. It's
we're going stricken through the quad. Come on, Snoopity Doo. Snoopity Doo.
Frank the Tank.
Frank
right?
the Tank.
One of the most classic.
He's characters. Like, I don't know if I can drink today. Tomorrow we have a big day. We're going to Bed Bath & Beyond, and maybe if we have time, we're going to go to Home Depot. It's so a big dumb. Day.
It's a big yeah, that's because he just got married, too. That's his thing. That's his day now.
All right.
He just does that.
But Will Ferrell's had some stupid, stupid-ass movies,
that's shit.
Too.
So that's...
Well, it's like a hit or miss. Like,
well, that was with Adam Sandler movies, too. Like, he had...
You're right.
He just
it was
bust
like,
him out on Netflix. Like, yeah, it was down there.
But now, Will Ferrell, what was the... Just watch that Netflix. Did you watch the Netflix one?
Oh, about the EDM singing? EDM music. Like,
oh my
a DJ.
God, it's horrible.
Eurovision?
You,
Eurovision?
You, yeah, but you sit there and you still watch well, it because okay. you're like, I'm committed, I guess.
I have a confession. I didn't watch it because I thought it was going to be stupid already. So no. I just turned it off. I didn't even give it a chance.
I ended up just one day, I was like, you know what?
But
I'll see what it's
need,
all about.
I need
I just
to
kept
do that.
Going through.
Cause
it wasn't too bad.
Did you
but
laugh
it was
at
stupid.
Some parts?
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah,
you laughed at some parts.
Hey, it's better than Anchorman 2.
You know, Anchorman 2 tried hard.
Oh, way too hard. Way too hard. And so did Troopers. Super Troopers.
Super Troopers 2 tried really hard.
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah, they shouldn't even touch
that. The second Dumb and Dumber. Was that?
That was with...
But was that too... No, I mean, not...
Oh, when they did the
remake.
The younger...
No, I mean, with Jim Carrey. And the...
Oh, no, that was just as good as
okay,
the first
was
one.
Okay.
That was... You got to watch it a couple times, just like you watch Anchorman. Anchorman, the first one, was not funny until I watched it a couple times,
oh,
and then I picked it up. I was
okay.
like, okay, I get this. I get the sense of humor, but
okay.
it's almost like The Office, the first season of Office.
It is, yeah.
It's like, hard because you don't want to – he's so annoying.
Yeah.
He's so annoying. And then they calmed him down in season two, so I made sure my wife watched season two, and I just filled in all the blanks for her because I was like, you watch season one.
Because
it's only
so
four
funny,
episodes,
dude.
But it's horrible. I can't believe they got a pilot. I can't believe they got picked up after that because it was bad.
I wonder if I'm interested, like how it started off in the England, like
it's right.
So
yeah.
I'm like, I wonder if that popular is like, fuck, we just got to at least go four episodes. But I'm not the biggest.
Shameless was the same thing. It was
yeah,
they had it before.
That's another movie I didn't watch. The Shameless.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I mean, show
hands
yeah.
down.
Yeah, you like.
Hands
I heard
down.
Just
the
so
news,
like
season 10 just
there.
Came out on Netflix.
Okay,
so.
Okay, that's what I've been seeing. His name's Frank too.
Yeah,
that
Gallagher.
Frank
Gallagher,
that dude.
No, he is hilarious as hell. He passes out anywhere and somehow still survives.
Listen, if I wouldn't strive to be someone like that, but if I ever got into drugs, I hope I'm the guy like that.
Right? I mean,
this is for me.
He's a go-getter. He's a go-getter.
Well, this is for me not even watching the show. This is like me watching previews and everything. Just like, I get it. He's maybe not the best ever, but he's still there. He's still trying.
But you know what he said? He says in the show is what we call it. At least he has fun. He doesn't do it because he's miserable. He does it because he has fun.
Oh my god, he's that show. That's
no. Insane. So you need to watch it because it's a good.
I know my sister loves that show.
See, it took me forever to watch Breaking Bad, and I don't even know why it took me that long. But my son was like, Tanner was like, tell me.
Oh really?
Hey, watch it. And I held off, and then we started watching it. And me and my wife were like, this is badass.
Nah.
This is good.
See, the last big show I've watched is probably Sons of Anarchy.
And I loved it.
That was a good one.
See, I tried to watch the new series.
Oh, it's like the
with the Mexican
okay,
the mafia
okay.
or the Mexican bikers.
Isn't
and
that
the,
like what's the? It starts with an M, right? Mayans.
Yeah.
Aztecs. No, it's
no the Mayans.
The Mayans. Okay.
Yes, and it's all right, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah. Well, God, it's hard to make something.
It
like
is
that, right?
Try to not. They did carry in most of the actors.
Oh.
It's almost like you were part of. The Sunday Anarchy, but on their side.
Oh, okay.
So there'll be times where they meet each other. It's in the show.
The Mayan side.
Yeah, it's on the Mayan
cool.
side. I love looking on the
I like
other
that
side.
Perspective. Because then you're like, fucking Sunday Anarchy, you're the bullshit guys. Yeah. Like, they fucking suck. That's what I like about the Star Wars stuff. Like, if they showed, the Stormtrooper side. They're like it's they're still evil, but, they have a purpose.
Right.
They're like, oh, they're not bad. I mean, they're bad, but they're not, they still fuck shit up.
So what's your favorite
for
all-time TV series?
Oh man, I'm bad. Cause I like, I'm gonna be like basic. I'll go like that 70s show.
70 show.
I like that 70s show. I like what else would I watch? Well, I guess like the newer ones. I like Rick and Morty a lot. Rick and Morty's a really great show for me. I just love it.
I do gotta get. I want to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't.
I say third episode in. It's like just as awesome as like South Park in a way.
So
like,
it's that
like it's I wouldn't say it's,
humor.
I wouldn't
it.
Say it's like funnier than South Park, but just like they don't care. They just make fun of it's anything, and then you're like, that's funny. Like you wouldn't laugh. You're like, I get it. That's funny. Right. So like I like stuff like that, and like the characters. It's basically too like it's such a funny, more R-rated Back to the Future.
Is that what it is? So like Futurama?
Kind, but this one
Futurama
like,
was like
it's big Rick time and Morty, right? But yeah. Rick is a doctor, so it's Doc, and Morty's Marty, basically. So it's like
I seen the TikTok so, to it or some shit okay, that okay. was like famous for.
Dude,
it or
it's whatever. So it's so smart. And like Rick, he's a grandpa basically, and that's his grandson Morty, and how he talks to him, he's like how he said shit. It's just so fun. It's the last show too where I'm just like, ah-ha-ha! I just start laughing louder, and I'm like, what the fuck? I laughed at that. Like it's funny. I just laugh at it.
Have you ever watched The League?
Oh, dude, yes.
I was so sad when that canceled because I was like, dude, that was like exactly.
Wow. So they didn't even did they even like have a finish to it? Then it just got canceled, in a way.
Yeah.
Taco.
Great. Oh my god. Marshawn Lynch started acting in like the last three or four episodes.
The thing about Taco.
But Taco was the shit.
When he had his taco truck.
When he did the did you ever watch where he your sleeping buddy or friend or whatever they call it?
Oh, that sounds really familiar. I'm pretty sure.
I can't remember it, but he's like he ties everybody to one person. So he's like, oh wait a minute, we both did this person because everybody did. One of the guys' sister.
Oh no! Oh no! I don't. Think
it. I think it's the special, and they're like, he's like, oh, what the hell? And I was like, just, oh, it's funny as shit.
That one, there's two episodes I just remember Taco for, like so much is when he has the taco truck, but he doesn't sell tacos. And they're like, dude, your name's Taco. He's like, why the fuck would I sell tacos? He's like, I like to sell hamburgers.
Oh, the best part is when he puts on that outfit. The
oh yeah, outfit. That's so.
It looks like a pedophile. He's like running around with it.
Taco sucker. Shoot, what was the and then the other idea he had? Oh, when he like filmed the porn in.
Oh, in
one of the guys.
Yeah, in his apartment. Yeah, that's what the Seth Green and what's his name? the one with the long hair is the brother-in-law. He's like crazy. He's like so crazy.
Rafi.
Yes.
He's great, dude.
Rafi.
Dude, that guy is funny. That dude's fucking funny.
Have you watched I'm Sorry?
No.
It's
no?
It has Rafi in it and another
I'm Sorry?
No, it's a funny comedy and it starts with this girl, but she's like a comedian that she writes for a newspaper and that. And
okay.
He's in it too. It's pretty funny.
He's funny. He's a funny guy. That one there's one called like it's a Christmas movie. I'm just like paraphrasing the title, but it's like Once Upon, like something like that. Something. But it's like with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen. But like that Rocky.
Yes. Yeah. I remember that one.
It's like after
Noel
after
or
the night
or something night. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. God damn it.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
The movie. But he's in there and he's like plays Santa. He's like,
comment the name. Comment the name.
We'll think of it later.
Right.
I love that movie though. Shout out to Rafi from the league. Shout out to the league. That's a great.
Yeah, and he was in he was in Will Ferrell where they opened up the casino in their house.
What's that one called? Night Out.
Hey Jeff. Hey, the Will Ferrell one with Ralphie in it.
When they make a casino. In
they
their
do
house.
The casino.
Oh, like high stakes house rules.
Yes, yeah. That's it.
Jeff.
That
that's
was
that, Jeff. That's our producer, Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, producer. His nickname Poop.
He knows this shit.
He knows
which
it.
Is He's related
the shit.
To Poop.
He's
he is
the
shit.
Shit.
You take a bag of shit
than
you.
And then we got a girl going outside to smoke a cigarette.
We're just commentating live now.
Smoking pancake. Bonging the blints.
Flapjack. Sip in a waffle. Cigar and a waffle. Cigar and a waffle. Fucking. Oh, brownie points, guys. If you know what we're talking about, we won't bring it up.
Yeah.
We know what you're talking about. Dude, what do you think? Have you ever watched any of the Bill and Ted movies?
Yes.
Are you excited for the new one? I haven't watched any
of
them.
It is mixed up motions because everything is...
Did you like the first two?
I mean, when I was that age...
Yeah,
when I was that age, I liked it. Now I start watching things again. I'm like, yeah, they're fucking cheesy shit.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Like, even...
Your opinion, like, changed.
Howard the Duck. I used to think that was the coolest movie ever.
No way.
I watched it again. I was like, oh, that's horrible.
I watched that at, like, 14. I'm like, what the fuck?
Guess what? Guess what movie I ended up... We used to rent... DVD, or no, actually they were VHSs.
Oh.
That's how old I am.
Damn, shout out to VHS.
Yeah, so thanks to Friendly Fred's.
Oh, shout out to Friendly Fred's.
They had pretty good,
love their popcorn.
They had a pretty dope movie selection. And guess what movie that me and my sister used to rent all the time?
What?
Garbage Pail Kids.
Whoa. Oh, wow. That's
the
a
movie.
Yeah, the movie.
The movie.
See, I only know the cards, right?
Yeah, mind blown, dude. Yep.
Is it a good movie?
Watched it all the time, and then I bought it for Brandon watched it.
Okay, okay.
And, I was like, and he goes, Dad, this is not that good.
In your head, though, you're like, this shit's going to rock.
Right? I tried to show him Saved by the Bell the other day. I was like, dude, this is like Dad's alley
this
right here.
Mine.
And he goes, this is stupid. And he goes, but Kelly Kapowski, I could get with that. He's like, she's hot.
At least you know the principles, man. At least you kind of get it.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Saved by the Bell.
And I just bought Rad. I don't know if you ever watch Rad.
Ooh, I don't think so.
Yeah, come over and watch it with Brandon.
Rad.
That's
What's
like
Rad?
It's about a BMX racer.
Okay. Is it new?
No, it's like 1980s, bro.
Oh, whoa. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Rad.
Yeah.
That's going to be... Yeah, I'm going to have to study up on that. I don't think I've ever heard of Rad.
No.
Rad. What's... Man, see, Saved by the Bell, because the next big one would be like 90210, right?
Right.
Or was it the same time?
No.
Saved by the Bell was 80s, huh?
It was just right when... Actually, when Saved by the Bell ended, 90210 came in because Kelly Kapowski started in... filming in that one, Tiffany Amber Pearson or whatever.
Oh, really?
So she started doing 90210.
Which one do you like more?
Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell's gone.
It was too cheesy. It was too cheesy. I tried to watch 90210. It got too cheesy for me.
What other big shows then were by Saved by the Bell? I guess Fresh Prince? Or no? Was that 90s too? That was 90s.
Yeah. Huh? Fresh Prince was one of them.
Saved by the Bells.
Wonder Years.
Oh, dude.
Was like one of the ultimate ones. It was
Wonder Years is one of my favorites.
TGF Friday or whatever. Thank God it's Friday at night. They would play Family Matters, step by step.
Explain that a little more, though. That's like a programming.
Yeah, right? It was a programming.
On what channel? What channel?
It was on Channel 7.
Okay, okay.
And it was just on regular
TV. They just had
TV,
like a nice rotation.
And they had a nice rotation of four shows that went through.
Every what? Like
every week.
Every week. Okay.
Yeah, once a week.
You're just ready for it.
Sat there, and that's where we ended up eating.
Because I've heard about it's called
watching through a freaking 13-inch TV, but we sat there and watched whatever was on.
Oh, my gosh. I know, right? When you're younger, too, like how many channels you have compared to. We're so spoiled now.
Yeah. I think I had 56. That's a weak sauce right there.
Remember the brand of your TV.
I still love my tube TV. I can't get rid of it.
Oh, my God. He still has it. Yeah. It's framed, actually.
I've paid like about $4,000 or $5,000 just to try to get HDMI to it. And it didn't work out.
Back then on TV, you had to turn to Channel 3 to play your video games.
Yeah. No, it has to flick it over.
And that's nuts. Oh, how technology, man. And this, anything.
And then what we're just doing right now, talking through this. I mean, this is a pretty cool setup you have here.
Thank you. That's true, too. See how portable and easy it is,
too?
We just do anything. All I need is an outlet. I could. I'm wondering, though, too. I'm trying to make this maybe where I don't have to plug it in. I have also a mixer thing, too, where you could. It holds four microphones, and I could, like. It's like a soundboard.
Also,
I could go, like. Like, if you're saying something like.
And just change it.
Yeah,
up.
I could just change it right away, and you're just, like, saying something, like, important. I could just be, like, oh, shit. So I make it, like, more intense.
Yeah, you need to do.
But you'll be in your zone.
You need to do just one of those, just a podcast of that. Just.
Oh,
just you messing around with
it. Well, I was saying, with the thing, like, I use a MacBook Pro. I got it, this year. But I have a GarageBand on here, and I just want to make funny beats. Because I love making, I want to make beats. Not just, 80s synthesizer pop, just like doo-doo-doo, like Knight Rider music, basically.
You that's what I want to do. Okay,
and I want to make soundtracks for people for driving.
Just some cheesy. Because
it's always like fun to just drive. Cheesy. Because who doesn't love to drive that kind of music?
Right? It's like Saved by the Bell. Even Saved by the Bell.
Yes. It's just, it's happy.
How's it go?
Happy.
How's it go?
It's happy.
Your teacher pops a test. You know you're in a mess. And my dog ate my homework last night.
Everyone's singing at home right now. That's my next goal in life. I would love to make
they're catchy. It's not cheesy. It's more catchy than anything. You will remember.
Well, what's that one? Like, there's that Step by Step song.
Yeah.
It's that Step by Step. I don't know. I know my mom sings all the time. She'd love this.
Yeah.
Step by Step. A lot of good. There's a. What's the one with like? It was like an all girls, not an all girls show, but there's a lot of girls in it. I forget. Not Golden Girls. It was girls. The '80s. There's like four of them, and they're all in a house. Oh, I forget. I'll make sure to text you, Nick.
If I remember. I mean, you had Moesha, you had Brandy. I guess it was Moesha. Brandy was Moesha.
I want to say this is like mid-'80s.
Mid-'80s. Facts of Life?
God damn it.
Was it Facts of Life?
You know it. That made me happy.
Yeah.
Because I knew it's out there and I didn't know it, but you said it out loud.
You take the best you ever. How's it go? The facts of life. The facts of life. Take the good, you take the bad.
It's a great song.
It is. Just can't remember it.
Let's see. Hold on. I'm going to play it. Let me see here real quick. We're going to go. This is what's cool. We could go on YouTube while we're still podcasting.
That's cool. Heck yeah.
So right now we're going to go to YouTube real quick. Oh, yeah. Actually, I don't even think I'm.
You need to get connected. Up.
We're going to look on the phone. Here we go. We could. That's the power of technology nowadays. And back then, if podcasters, it would just be like, all right. Well, I guess it would be radio, but we're like, all right, guys, look it up. Right. We can't look it up right now.
Google. Here we go.
Facts of.
Because you know what? Siri sucks. Google is way better than Siri.
Fucking.
She don't listen to you.
Alexa's way better than Siri. Maybe. Would you take Siri over Alexa?
No.
Oh, so you still...
Siri sucks.
but you still pick Siri over Alexa?
No.
Wait, no?
No.
What about Alexa?
I don't like Siri.
No, Alexa and Siri are different.
No.
Alexa's Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the lady from Google. What's her name? Damn name.
I think her name's, I think her name's okay.
Even, yeah, she doesn't talk to you okay. back. She okay. just lets you know. You're like, what does this animal make a noise? And you ask Siri. That bitch sends you to...
Five different websites.
The top five restaurants in fucking...
And then like at the end of the day, I order like a refurbished cabinet. I get way out of... She sends me on this fucking journey.
Right.
Dude, I don't get it.
Google knows. She knows.
She knows.
Okay knows.
All right. Ready for the theme song?
Okay.
Here's the... This is the Facts of Life theme song by Gloria Loring. Oh, yes. This is the full song? I'm going to do the... Here we go. Oh, we got an ad. It's a meditation ad. This episode is brought to you by meditation. I can't
feel so sponsor. Good.
That's the other song.
It's not a Montana exit. If you fucking call me out.
You have the facts of life.
No, I hate
the
that.
Facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never leaves, you be living up to your dreams. God, this makes you feel good about yourself.
That's what the 80s is
facts
about,
life.
Man.
It's facts of life, man.
And I bet after every episode, you're just like, God damn, I learned something today.
Yeah. I learned that Hammy looks like a burrito right now.
Shout out to burritos.
Yeah. It even got the burn edges on the top of her burrito.
And I'm proud of that.
Yeah. There you go. She's asleep. She gone.
Oh.
Oh.
Burrito woke up. Burrito woke up.
Oh. Hey, don't show me that guap. No.
If you don't move, the burrito can't see you.
Don't look. Burrito. Angry burritos are not good.
Shout out to burritos, though. I love breakfast burritos.
Los Burritos, thank you for your bacon.
Yes. Have you tried the California Mexican food place? They're on Fairview. Shout out to Fairview. It's the only street in Reno that's really popular in Fairview, guys, if you don't know in Idaho.
There's a lot of restaurants on that street.
But California Mexican food, they're like That's the only one in Idaho, but they got cheap burritos that's the size of Los Betos. So.
No, I gotta try them out.
I know. It's really awesome, dude. It's really good. I was impressed because I'm like, because you never know. And then you really, when it comes to food, I'm really biased.
Almost like you stay with that one.
It could be the most shittiest thing. I'd be like,
but you like, that's what I'm comfortable with. So you just stay with it instead of trying to find something else in the menu.
Which is crazy because it's food. Like, it's not going to hurt you. Yeah, you're just trying it. Yeah. So it's like the most fucking easiest thing to do. And then my
ass is still getting a burger and fries at a steakhouse or something like that. Why didn't I get a rib or something like that?
I was like, make sure the fucking burger's ketchup and mayonnaise only, please.
Exactly. I don't like none touching my food. No, I'm just joking.
I'm not.
But
I'm just kidding.
burritos are like, even their Idaho burrito is good too, dude, with French fries in it.
Yeah,
steak.
Dude, I love that. That's carne a cool asada. Carne asada, dude.
With you some pico de gallo.
Oh, you'd hate me. You know what I do? I say no. Hold the pico de gallo. But
you know, if we would go to lunch or hang out, I'd end up just saying, put hers on the side and give it to me.
And that's what true friendship is about.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying no, but I'm still giving. And you still receive.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the facts of life.
Yeah, it is the facts of life. And a big dramatic high five.
And dramatic high fact. Because we love burritos. No, I like, even though like at a Qdoba Chipotle, like burrito bowls, I could eat those all the day too, though. I don't know. Tortilla, I could just fucking get bloated, dude.
Well, I love Costa Vida.
Dude,
have you ate Costa Vida? I haven't had Costa Vida. Dude, their ranch. Yeah. Like I told you, their guac ranch is so good.
What do you get at Costa Vida?
I get the sweet pork salad.
Okay.
So, it's good because you just take it down a little bit and then you roll that thing up in a burrito because you get a tortilla in there, a homemade tortilla.
Oh, okay.
Underneath it, you roll that thing up.
And the prices are good.
With the ranch. It's not too bad.
Not too bad. I've been trying to. I wanted to go to new like restaurants and stuff. You need to try that Holy Cow place in downtown Nampa. Maybe you haven't tried it, but I've tried it.
We didn't try the Holy Cow, right? In downtown Nampa.
You need to try it.
No, it was a taco place, Infusion or whatever. The taco.
Mesa Tacos.
Yeah.
You need to try Holy Cow. They got macaroni and cheese egg rolls, with barbecue sauce on it, and then they have a burger that has jalapenos, pork rinds and pulled pork and a beef patty on it too. And guess what?
Oh,
you know what? They took your, I like the grilled cheese idea too. On their Holy Cow, they have grilled cheese sandwich.
They have a burger
as their bun.
Ah.
And then in my head, I'm like, this is Nick's. This is his baby.
It is my baby around here. But yes, I watched it on Man vs. Food.
But
so
that's
I stole
still
from
awesome.
There.
But Holy Cow. They do that too.
Oh, I gotta try that out.
You even need to try it. It's called the Holy Cow. I think it's like, it's their Big Judd's thing. So it's like, it's a huge ass burger. But I can see you trying it.
Ooh.
You need to try it. And you need to let me know, and then we'll have you back on the podcast.
Right on.
Awesome. But look, we already been talking
for a while. Yeah, we are. But thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks for listening to.
I'm gonna post this shit.
Thank
you guys for talking shit with Nick.
Nick and Knight.
Nick and Knight.
And if you want any more of this, just like, do whatever to get us to know.
And follow your dreams.
And yes, because guess what? Your dreams are important.
You got to follow them.
And guess what? I love you guys and you matter.
And you know what? What's that? That's the facts of life.
Yes, facts of life.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.